Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say something. It's about the Freed Staters.
Yes.
And I think they're really good, and I think what they do is good. And I think people take them way too seriously and take the little bit of stuff that they do way too seriously and get way too upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'd be good. I think they're good examples for, like, younger people because they're engaged. They're engaged civically and how many young people are very engaged civically and care that much about the world and to act so seriously about
it?
Well,
I think a lot of people do. I think there are a lot of young people that go out. They do a lot of volunteering. They do a lot of good works around, certainly.
That's true.
Things like that. I think there are a lot of young people who do things, and they do them without trying to give the appearance that they're breaking the law. That's, that's the difference, I think, that young people, certainly Eagle Scouts, for example. We've got all kinds of things around town that have been done by Eagle Scouts who are civically involved. So I think there are a lot of young people in Keene that are.
That's true. You're right about that.
Right. But anyway,
that's just my comment for the day. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. 357-1290, good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning. It's Ian with freekeen.com. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, I just got back from Railroad Square where the heroic Keene police came out to shut down a little girl's lemonade stand today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you feel about that.
Well, I don't know because I know nothing about it.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you that there was a little girl out at Railroad Square, and she was selling lemonade. And while she was wanting to sell lemonade, but she never actually got to sell a single glass because Keene police came out, told her that she needed a permit or something like that in order to sell lemonade at the Railroad Square. And so then they threatened her with criminal trespass and disorderly conduct if she kept selling lemonade.
Just out of curiosity.
How old?
Maybe 8, 7, six, somewhere in there.
Was she a part of any of your efforts, or was this something?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Was it a totally independent decision for her to set up a lemonade stand there? Or?
I don't know. I don't know her personally, but I do know that there was going to be a community flea market out there today, and the Keene police decided to come out and threaten everybody involved, including a small girl. Just wondering how you feel about that.
Well, I guess I would have to know the entire story. I know that when you want to sell food downtown, on the sidewalk, as many vendors, there are many, very many vendors. There's one in Railroad Square, there's one in Central Square, and there's all around. They have to get permits from the city, and they have to pay a fee to do that.
Now, why is that? Why is that?
Because that's just
public health issues.
The
health department goes and looks at it and makes sure that whatever they're serving is at the right temperature so that you won't get sick from using it.
Make sure that it's compatible with what's going on that day.
Right.
So it's not in conflict with some other event going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether one of the other things
so
there
support,
complained.
You support threatening little girls for running lemonade stands?
No,
absolutely
not.
I'd vote for it if that request came before city council. I would.
Oh, but she has to come and request. So the little girl has to request.
Or the parents can for her.
And little girls sell lemon and little boys sell lemonade all the time. And I cannot remember a time when I didn't stop. When no matter if I'm just driving around town and somebody's selling lemonade, I stop and buy some lemonade. Little kids, because I just love it.
Because I used to sell lemonades.
Well,
I used to have a lemonade stand.
We used to do Kool-Aid, but it's the same thing, I guess. But anyway, so I would certainly do that if anyone was selling it on a street corner. But in the downtown, I'm just not sure. There are different rules about the downtown, so I really don't know until I know the whole story how I feel about it.
And if there's no rules, it could be a pretty competitive environment down there.
You'd have a lot of lemonade stands, 10 eight-year-olds selling lemonade all around,
that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be because you really wouldn't know whether the lemonade was safe for you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Come on, the idea that the health department's going to test somebody's lemonade to see if it's safe seems pretty ludicrous to me.
Well, that's true, but they, you know, there are rules.
So,
I don't know about. I know.
So how do y'all feel about Dale Pregent interrupting his own meeting this week?
I think that he was certainly very well qualified to do that, and I think he handled it very, very appropriately.
Wouldn't you agree that he disrupted his own meeting by interrupting it because there was nothing disruptive going on beforehand?
Oh, well, there was some disruption going on.
I mean,
there was some toasting going on, and there was certainly the drinking going on, alcoholic beverages. I think that was the intention.
I think the people there were being disruptive at an official meeting.
Ian, who was?
Ian, I think the governing body,
and they can't be tolerated, and it shouldn't be tolerated.
Who was being disruptive?
The people that were there with their bottles of water, which were in beer bottles.
How is drinking a beverage at a public meeting being disruptive?
It's against the law. It's against
drinking
the law.
Drinking a beverage? You had one. I saw a bottle in your hand.
You did. I had water.
It was water, and it was in a water bottle.
Yes, and it was clearly marked water.
Well, marked not a beer.
Well, but it looked like beer.
It looked like beer from where we were sitting.
I see.
And certainly the email that went out made it sound as though Keniacs are invited to bring down their favorite beverage and join the fun. So, you know, who knows what their favorite beverage is?
Who sent out that email?
Who cares what their beverage is?
Ian sent out that email.
Oh.
How do we know you didn't have, some sort of alcoholic beverage in your bottle, Cynthia? I mean, are you going to start advocating everyone's drinks be searched before they come into the city council meeting?
They're not supposed to have drinks, actually, in the city, food or drinks, but we do have water.
Right. And, sometimes I'm tempted, at some of those meetings, I'm tempted to fill my water bottle with vodka, but
I haven't done
that yet.
Well, nobody checked your bottle, so we're just going to have to take your word for it. I have no reason to disbelieve you, but the idea that someone drinking from a brown bottle is somehow disrupting a meeting, whereas if it was a clear bottle, it wouldn't be disruptive, seems pretty ludicrous.
Well,
and Lee from Cheshire TV said that he told me that anybody who was reasonable that saw that footage, and that footage will be posted publicly at some point at freekeen.com, would say that there was no disruption until Dale Pregent decided to disrupt his own meeting.
Well,
anyway, guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Well, people... Thank you. And now that Ian's gone, let me read you an email that I got from Ian. It says, Sam Dodson from the Obscure Truth Network and FreeKeen.com has announced a drinking game intended to get more people involved inside the system. Council meetings are notorious for being boring. That's the truth. So adding a drinking game should increase the attendance and the fun. Starting with tonight's meeting, Keniacs are invited to bring down their favorite beverage and join the fun. Rules have been set, and more are being solicited right now in the comments at blah, blah, blah. The Keene City Council should be aware that the open container ordinance is an infringement on personal freedom and that it is within their power to eliminate the ordinance. Get in touch with Sam Dodson or other activists for comment. Please reach out, and it's signed Ian Freeman. So, it's time for our break. You're listening to Talk Back on the news station, WKBK, 1290 AM and FM 104.1. Chuck Redfern and I will be back after these messages. And we're back on Talk Back. I'm Cynthia Georgina.
I'm Chuck Redfern.
And I'm inviting the parents of the little girl who had a lemonade stand on Railroad Square and was asked not to do that by the police. If the parents would get in touch with me, not necessarily if you want to call on air and explain, you know, what the story was, or if you want to call me off air, I would, at home, 357-1273. I'd be very glad to talk to you about this. 357-1290, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Hey, listen, I think I just heard you read something that maybe was published by the people that caused the disruption at the council meeting the other night.
Well, it was an email that went out.
That advertising, you know, what to do. It sounds to me that was a conspiracy to obstruct government.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I mean, it says right in the thing that council meetings are notorious for being boring, so adding a drinking game should increase attendance and fun. So four people came.
And we are trying to do public business.
Yes.
Yeah, it just sounds to me, that's just my nickel's worth. It sounds to me that they really conspired to disrupt the operation, the council meeting, and, you know, I wonder if the prosecution, you know, it might be a little bit overreaction on the part of the police or the government to prosecute them, but I really think they committed a crime there.
Well, you know what? It certainly was interfering with an official meeting, but one of the things that gets me, and I don't want to go on very long about these people because all they want is publicity, good or bad, they don't care. But did you ever notice that they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk? In other words, they will come in with brown bottles that look like beer bottles, and they'll drink out of them, but there won't be beer in them.
Yeah, it was obviously...
They have water in them.
This is just my point. Just by Nicholsworth. For someone's consideration.
And
I agree with you.
And it's an excellent point.
Yeah. So. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. Bye-bye now. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam Dotson here from FreeKing.com. Hey, I'm wondering if you guys even listen to the things that you're saying anymore. I mean, I'm hearing about this, the police coming in, the brave men in blue going into Railroad Square to bust up a 8-year-old's lemonade stand. And Cynthia, I'm glad, really glad that you pointed out that there are other lemonade stands that happen all over Keene. I've seen them. I've gone to them. And so it's not that it's not the health code thing that you reference, because you kind of second-guess yourself when you say it's about the health code thing, but then you're out buying lemonade from other stands. What this is really about is you guys targeting Free Staters, because at Thursday's meeting...
Was the 8-year-old girl the Free Stater?
What's that?
Was the 8-year-old girl the Free Stater?
Well, City Council, I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't answer that question. What I am saying, though, is at the City Council meeting, you guys passed an ordinance relating to Railroad Square and Central Square, both places where Free Staters are known to go and congregate and then hold events and so forth. So you guys are actually changing laws to be able to target Free Staters for enforcement. Isn't that true?
There's laws that have been on the books. That certainly...
Are you saying that you guys didn't change anything or consider an issue related to Railroad Square and Central Square at Thursday's meeting?
Well, for example, I know, I actually am. Topless Tuesdays, I don't think we've addressed, topllessness, which I work in Concord, and I have folks that I work... Sam, can I just finish? Because you had a pause there.
An answer, please.
We have put it on more time.
Okay, so there was a consideration to go in and add further restrictions to those two specific properties, correct?
Probably not.
Okay.
We list the kind of events that can go on there, including educational, community, political, recreational, and charitable.
Yep. Oh, so you are placing other, and then everything else is restricted. And so you guys are calling for the arrest of 8-year-olds. Boy, that is amazing.
Oh, Sam.
Come on. Smarten up. You're smarter than that. And so, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I was in a profession where I might say that terminological exactitude was required. And we did not want to make any subtle semantic subterfuges, if I might. And I just recall earlier that when one of the Free Staters was calling you, I think he was saying something about congregating at the park there, Railroad Square.
Yeah.
And he used instead, perhaps in haste, the word conjugate. If we don't like this crowd, we don't necessarily want them conjugating, if you get what I mean.
Yes.
That relates to a verb, but it also relates to the kind of sexual activity which leads, in one sense, to procreation.
Right.
And so you may not necessarily want them to be procreating.
Right.
I'm sure you'll probably get responses to this next week or today. But the other thing is... they came here, I gather, to either imitate the state of New Hampshire because they loved the statement on all of our car plates, live free or die. If such is the case, then I would think that they would accept the few laws we do have.
Mm-hmm.
That and Governor Benson welcomed them to come. He tried to recruit them when they were trying to pick some states to go into, and he went to one of their forums or group meetings and indicated New Hampshire would Would love to have you.
Now I know why he was voted out of office.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank God he wasn't around long. It's my only response to that one. But the other thing is you, if you are trying to bring a certain freedom in excess of the freedom implied, that is to say more than the freedom implied by live free or die, then you might be on the edge of anarchy. Mm-hmm. And when I was teaching a good deal of political theory, and I had to read some heavy works. And some of the works that I read, one of them was a very heavy work called The Leviathan, the very title is heavy, meaning a whale, by Thomas Hobbes. And Hobbes was very clear in pointing out that the alternative to no rules is anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he used, in fact, a very colorful phrase, as Latin was very uppermost still in the 16th century. He used the phrase, homo lupus hominem, without laws, without any sense of regulation at all. Man is a wolf to other men.
Right.
Yeah. Homo lupus hominem. So, you know, I would think to what degree of freedom they are asking, and are they not asking for freedom at all? And if it is the second, then they may very well, and I hope they would, enjoy the fate of the governor who invited them here, one term only.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.